Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A mentor with the Ocean County Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. Over the past few years, small businesses have had to scramble to keep their customer base. Why? We all know the answer to that question. What are these small businesses doing to keep their customer base? Coming up with unique ways to make their product or service available to their customers, because the COVID-19 pandemic had shut down most of the normal channels for delivery. And we all have a pretty good idea
what they're doing.
They're using social media. Social media has been around since 1997 with the advent of 6degrees.com. This site enabled users to upload a profile and make friends with other users. In 2019, the first blogging sites became popular, creating a social media sensation that's still popular today. In 2000, AmIHotOrNot.com was launched. The site invited users to submit photos of themselves so others could rate their attractiveness. The site is rumored to have influenced the creators of Facebook and YouTube. After being sold off a few times, it reemerged as a game in 2014. Then in 2002, along came everyone's BFF, Friendster. Friendster was originally going to be a dating site that would help set up people with friends in common. You could create a profile, include status updates, and reveal your mood. Messaging friends of friends of friends was also a thing. Its popularity took its toll as their servers were unable to handle the load. MySpace took up the mantle from Friendster in 2003, quickly becoming the go-to for millions of hip teens. Its customizable public profiles were visible to anyone and were a welcome contrast to Friendster. By 2005, MySpace had over 25 million users, and it was the fifth most popular site in the United States. Its sale to News Corp was the beginning of its downfall. What about the most popular social media site, Facebook? Well, in 2003, Mark Zuckerberg launched FaceMash, described as Harvard University's answer to Hot or Not. The Facebook followed in 2004. Registering its 1 millionth user that same year, the site dropped the "the" to become just Facebook in 2005 after the Facebook.com domain was purchased for $200,000. Around the same time, a tidal of other social media sites swept ashore. LinkedIn emerged, targeting business community, photo sharing sites like PhotoBucket and Flickr. YouTube also launched in 2005. Does anyone remember Me at the Zoo, the very popular YouTube video of that man and the weirdly watchable elephants? It now has 56 million views. In addition, we now have Instagram, Snapchat, Pinterest, Reddit,
X, formerly known as Twitter,
and the latest sensation, TikTok. There is a tremendous variety of social network sites, and many of them can be linked to allow cross-posting. This creates an environment where users can reach the maximum number of people without sacrificing the intimacy of person-to-person communication. That leads me to today's topic, the importance of social media marketing. With all of the social media sites around and with almost half the world's population connected to social media, this is the best way to reach your customers. It's also the best way to find your best customer. With me today to discuss the importance of social media marketing and using Facebook to find your best customer is Tom Forgione. Tom is the owner of Thomas Forgione Marketing Consultants, as well as a partner and managing director for Web Alliance International Agency, a traditional and digital marketing and advertising agency in Toms River. Tom is also a speaker,
an actor,
sales trainer, and author, whose book is Marketing Hacks, 57 Do-It-Yourself Tactics to Find Qualified Customers and Make More Sales. I should also mention that Tom has been a guest on Score Business Points a number of times, although it's been a while now. Welcome back to Score Business Points, Tom, and thank you for taking the time out to be here today.
Hi, Michael. Thank you very much for having me again. I appreciate it. It's always nice to see you again.
My first question is, explain to everybody, what is social media marketing?
Well, we have all the social media platforms that you described before, and marketing is where you either place paid advertisements on these platforms or you have a strategy that will get you more customers and sales through just posting on these social media platforms. or a combination of the two.
Then what is the key to social media marketing and why?
Okay, so the greatest thing about social media marketing is you're able to target market your best customers. In other words, you can target people on social media by the same types of demographics and psychographics that you currently have in your business and know by actual sales, those are your best types of customers. So you can, you know, target by geographic area, you can target by likes, things they like to go to, places they like to see. And it's important because you're going to be more successful on social media marketing because of sheer ability to test inexpensively.
Since the advent of social media in 1999, many sites have disappeared and new ones have emerged. We all know that Facebook is the giant of the industry. What other social media sites should the small business owner think about having a presence on and why?
Okay, so all the big ones like Instagram, TikTok now, of course, LinkedIn, you know, all of the main social media places that accept advertising, if we're going to just consider advertising for a second, are viable only if you know for sure that your customers are on those platforms. You don't want to waste your time if you're going after a, you know, 18 to 22 year old market. You might not want to use Facebook as much as you want to use Instagram and TikTok. If you're also going after just business people, you might want to consider a strong presence on LinkedIn. So those are still the big ones. So it's hard to say which are the, you know, where they should actually go, because it should be where they can manage it and where their customers are. Now, the why is because you want a broad base of customers on those platforms so you can easily get in touch with them, let them know about things that are happening in your business, and that's on the posting part, right? So in the campaign part where you're actually paying for ads, that really doesn't matter much because you're going to go outside of your individual quote-unquote business page to gather more customers.
Well, now there has to be some sort of strategy when it comes to social media marketing. Can you explain to the listeners what that strategy should be and how to approach it?
Yes. So when you're talking, let's talk about social media marketing as an advertising vehicle for a second. So if you're going to advertise on, for example, Facebook, you need to understand, first of all, the big picture, what you're trying to achieve with the advertising. Are you going for sales? Are you going for just contacts and leads? Are you just going out to get your information out to more people? Which hopefully all of those are going to lead to sales in some way. But there are some companies where they just want to keep their information out there. Now, the best strategy is, as I said before, to make sure that you're targeting the right types of customers, meaning your best customers, customers that pay you on time, buy more from you, buy often from you, and refer their friends. Those are some qualifiers. But when you target on social media, it's a very easy way, for example, on Facebook to do this. You would create some sort of a video, almost like a lead capture video that would just explain a little bit of what you're trying to sell or what you're talking about. And you would place that on Facebook. Now, on Facebook, there are targeting tools that you can use, which means, let's say somebody viewed that video for 30 seconds. Well, you can set Facebook to say, okay, everyone who watched this video for 30 seconds, I want them to go into this special list on Facebook. So the theory of that is if you place a video that is very specific to what you're selling or talking about, and people watch at least 30 seconds of it, hopefully the video is not more than a minute or two, then they're probably interested. So they're actually raising their hand and identifying themselves as potential customers. Now, once that's occurred for a while and you get quite a few people on that list, then you create another video that would target those people. You almost want to have them done at the same time so it can work in conjunction with the first. But then you're targeting a really hyper-focused group of people who are interested in what you're selling. Now, this all the types of media that you're going to use for these ads should be video. Video is the most engaging, and it helps people. If you're doing it yourself, it helps them see what you look like. If you're being, you know, they can look at you and see if you're sincere. And it just helps overall. Just an image ad works too, but if you could do it, do a video. Now, so you have your initial ad that goes out that targets people. They get interested, which now they've been identified as really interested in what you're saying. Then you create the other ads that target those people that were really interested with an ad that hopefully gives them more detail on how to contact you. And then you also do what's called retargeting. So a retargeting would be you retarget people who have been to your website and went that extra step, and then they see even a different ad than what you have. But the important step is don't make the first video a complete sales job, hoping that you're going to get people to buy your stuff right away. That rarely works. You got to warm them up, and this sequence kind of does that.
When it comes to small business, what are the benefits of the social media marketing for them?
Okay, so first, it's compared to other stuff like radio, TV, print ads, it's very affordable. And the beauty of it is you can fix things on the fly. So, for example, if you were testing an ad in a newspaper, you know, testing different headlines and different copy and offers, that's going to cost a lot of money because you have to keep running it, see how it's going, then then change it, and then you got to wait for them to print it. Same thing with radio. It takes a while. And even on TV commercials, same thing, takes a long time. On social media marketing, you are quick to move around and you could do things quickly and you could test things quickly. And the tests can be done, like I said, quickly. But when you test quickly, you also get results faster because you are testing based on real data from the platform.
In researching for the show, I found various articles on mostly on a website that said it is best to have quality in social media rather than quantity. In other words, it's better to have a small core of followers who read your content rather than a large group who only connect with you once and then disappear. Let me ask you, how do you feel about that statement?
I think it's absolutely true. You're always better to have people that are engaged and that actually want what you're selling or want to read what you're posting. That's much better than having, 10,000 followers and, 9,000 of them don't really care. Or maybe they signed up some crazy way, or maybe you purchased followers, which is a bad idea. So I would rather have 1,000 people that are really interested in what I have to say than 10,000. And out of that 10,000, 9,000, maybe they see my stuff or they really don't care that much. You're always better off with anything. That includes email, anybody that you're doing business with on the web and digital marketing. It's better to have engaged people than people that are not.
Let's say I'm a small business owner. We all know that their time is limited when it comes to things that they have to do. So how much time does it take to maintain a successful social media account?
Okay, so that's a double-edged question. So here's the both answers. If you are just using your social media account for just posting information, getting followers, and then them watching your posts and your videos right in your little page there, and that's all you're doing. You're not doing advertising yet. You should be posting at a minimum one time per day. It's best to do three times a day if you can. But that does take some effort, and a small business owner normally doesn't have that time. So the beauty of most of the social media platforms is you can time and schedule your posts. So if you're a small business owner and you don't have much time, if you have, say, 3 or 4 hours on a weekend to put in all the posts and schedule them for the week, then you don't have to keep coming back to it. And those posts will automatically appear, and that keeps your followers and your people who like your page engaged, and it just all around goodness. It's all around goodness. Now, and it doesn't have to be long, crazy things. It could be short, blurbs. Usually people want to learn if you're a product company, they want to know tips and tricks on how to use your products. If you're a restaurant, maybe some recipes or things that are like that, but nothing, nothing that is too hard to disseminate. Now, if you are advertising and you are using, you know, Facebook or whatever for advertising, you will create ads that will run either on a time schedule or just keep going ongoing. So if you're maintaining an ads account, you're going to put in at least 2 to 4 hours a week if you know what you're doing. For posting, you could either do 1 to 3 times a day. So if you're going to do it daily, that's going to be at least, you know, maybe 10 minutes a post. So you're probably looking at about 30 minutes a day to do that. And that's what you recommend, because the more you post, the better your reach, and the more you advertise, the better the chances of someone buying something from you. Because don't forget, people that you're posting to on your Facebook page or wherever, they already like you. They already follow you. When you're advertising, you're going outside of that group to get more of them.
As a small business owner, what is the one mistake I need to avoid at all costs when it comes to social media?
Okay, so it comes down to a very simple rule. My father and I was in the bar business for many years, and it's the same rule of thumb when you're posting. This is the big things to avoid. Anything that is sexual, political, racial, anything that would hurt someone's feelings or make them feel uncomfortable, you don't do. Even if you are solely one way or another politically, you don't post it on your business page. You stay neutral. You stay Switzerland all the way down. So because you don't want to alienate people, you don't get people upset with you. Because really, no offense, nobody cares about your views and all that stuff on Facebook, a Facebook business page. Leave that to the personal pages for yourself and then your friends that are like-minded. But when you're talking about business, don't do that. Also, sending the wrong message, meaning you need to have the correct information about what you're selling on your pages, but never bash your competitors. Never do, never say bad things about other people or your competitors on your Facebook page, and make sure that the message that you're sending is targeted for what your ultimate outcome is going to be. So if your ultimate outcome is sales, make sure your messages is target for sales. However, don't do a sales pitch in every post. It should just be information. Give them as much information as possible and you'll make sales.
When I introduced you, I said that you would tell the listeners how to use Facebook to find their best customers. So how does the small business owner use Facebook to find his best customer?
Okay. The best and easiest way, if they are currently in business and they have a list of current customers. So for example, let's say they have a database of customers on Excel, for example. They should strip out all the customers that are, you know, not great. Just keep all the customers that are good, like go and see, you know, people that, like I said before, that pay you on time, that buy a lot of stuff from you, and get a list of just those customers from your database. You should try to get, you know, 100 to 200 of those people on your database. Now, most sales software or POS software, you could probably export a list based on sales, like the amount of the sale, and you would use that. Now, you would upload that list to Facebook, for example, and Facebook would look at all the people that are on that list and create a demographic, psychographic profile for them. Now, once that's uploaded, you create what's called a lookalike list. So let's say you have 100 people and you uploaded them. That's not really enough to advertise to, because, you know, it's still a numbers game and the chances of you getting a lot of activity from that is going to be small. But when you create a lookalike audience, Facebook says, okay, these are, for example, 2 million of the same psychographic and demographic matches across the United States. Then you narrow it down by geography or wherever you want to serve. And now you have a list of hundreds of thousands of people that are duplicate types of people. So the theory of that is, we call it cloning in the business. So the theory is that if these people like what you're doing, there's a good chance that these new people will like what you're doing, and they'll be more responsive or more receptive to your advertising. Now, and so you would create a lookalike based on your existing customer list. That's one way. Now, once you did what I said before, where you create an ad and you started to create lists based on the people who were responding to that ad as qualified people, meaning it depends on your reason as a qualification, you could also create a lookalike list from those people and target. So the goal is get people that are hot for what you're doing, create lookalike lists that are more of those type of people, and then send an ad to them.
Well, all you've outlined sounds a little technical. So how quickly would a small business owner be able to set up the mechanics you've just outlined?
Yeah. Well, the good news is, let's take Facebook, for example. Facebook, and I don't know if a lot of you know, when you advertise on Facebook and you have an Instagram account connected, you get both places for the same fee. So it actually places on both places. Now, it's very simple to do what I just said, because they have these big buttons that say, you know, create an audience, lookalike audience, and there's a plethora of YouTube videos out there on how to do it. And the first time is going to be tough. You know, really, it's more of a fear thing, but once you do it once, and a few it's really not going to be difficult.
Well, one last question.
Sure.
Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, people all around the world are adjusting to what's known as the new normal.
Now, small business owners have seen their clientele, their normal clientele, dwindle. The use of the internet and social media has seen a dramatic explosion. In fact, Facebook and Instagram have seen a 40% increase in the usage since COVID-19 started. But that doesn't mean people are spending more time on social media. It's business as usual. So how would the small business owner use social media in this new normal?
Okay, so that's a good question. Okay, now, before COVID, there were some still very late adopters to social media, and they didn't know what it was or what it, you know, you always run into people that you know that say, oh, I don't have a Facebook account, I don't use Instagram, and that's, you know, it's been, you know, 20 years and they still don't have it, or they're resistant. But those people have dropped off. They are now, most of them are all using it in some form of or another, using a social media platform because of COVID. Now, that's what we call web convention. So web convention would mean, like, how do people do something normally? And then how do you change that behavior to a different web convention? Now, the different web convention is you're getting people to do things. You're getting them to go on social media, and they're getting a little bit more comfortable with it, and they're doing more stuff. So should they be using social media as a new normal? Absolutely. How they should be doing it is they should just post and do the same things that they were doing to the people who are currently on their social media. Just keep doing more of that, because you don't want to change your technique based on people that have never been on social media. You want to keep it, just keep doing what you're doing if you're doing it. And this is the new, it's always been the new normal, but the new normal now is you have to do more of it, because people are consuming it in much more amounts.
Right. Right.
You know,
right.
And you have, it's just one of those things where as a business owner, you can't ignore it anymore either. So there was people that ignored it and didn't want to sign up, but then there's a lot of business owners too that ignored it. They said, oh, because they didn't understand it, they didn't do it. Those days are gone. If you want to compete, you need to be on social media in some way or another, either advertising or just posting or both.
Well, thanks, Tom, for that input.
You're welcome.
So do you have any parting words for the listeners?
Yeah. So before you do any of this, and I touched on this lately, you really need to write out a plan. It might sound hokey, but you need to have a plan of what you're going after. Think about what you want to accomplish before you start any campaign, before you start your first social media post, or even if you started already and you want to reset yourself. You need to figure it out beforehand, because if you don't have a plan, you're not going to know what little techniques. See, in other words, there's a strategy, and then within the strategy, there's techniques. So those techniques and tactics need to be fleshed out to make sure that they will work. If you just think in your head and start clicking stuff, yeah, you're going to be able to get all these things going, but they might not work. So you need to create a plan, almost like a flow chart. Customer does this, then you send this to the customer, then customer does this, and you send this to the customer as a real strategy with real proven tactics. This way, if that fails, you know where to tweak things to fix things. But if you just go all crazy and start doing things, you're not going to know what you did to get it to work or to fail in the first place. And then you're going to be spending a fortune on advertising because of your mistakes. Nice. So just know what you're doing, write out a plan. And if you need help, SCORE will help you with the plan.
All right. Thank you again, Tom. Thank you very much. Our listeners, as a small business owner, you may be asking yourself, can social media marketing really help my business? If your business is questioning the need for social media marketing, you might be missing out on some great leads. Many of them could be your competitors, or I should say that many of them could be would you go to your competitor who is active on social network. 97% of people who are on social media search for local businesses. We all search for products and services on social media before making the first phone call. It's important that your business can be found in those search results. As you've heard, for most small businesses, Facebook is the best network for getting started for your social media marketing. And as Tom pointed out, you can use Facebook to find your best customer. Instagram is another popular network that's great for connecting with customers who are already willing to buy your product. So why is social media marketing important? Because social media is very popular. It's where the customers are. Social media is about engaging. It encourages two-way communication. And social media is everywhere. We use our smartphones to find things or to be entertained. Using social media for your local business marketing can give you a chance to promote your business, get customer reviews, and attract more visitors. The first point of contact between your business and a potential customer might be your Facebook page or LinkedIn profile. Make sure you put your best face forward on all your social media channels. If you'd like more information about this show or any past SCORE Business Points show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If there's a topic you'd like to hear discussed on SCORE Business Points, or you have a comment about this or past shows, you may send them to me at the same email address, sbp@wbnj.org. Are you a small business owner who has overcome a business problem? Maybe you'd like to let the listeners know how you did it. If so, send me an email at sbp@wbnj.org. Again, that's sbp@wbnj.org. Or are you a subject matter expert like my guest and would like to pass on your knowledge to the listeners? I can be reached at the same email address, sbp@wbnj.org. Again, it's sbp@wbnj.org. As you may be aware, SCORE provides free business mentoring and education for the small business owner or potential small business owner. The education takes the form of webinars or in-person seminars. The Southeast chapter of SCORE holds these webinars and in-person seminars throughout the year at various locations in Ocean, Atlantic, and Cape May counties. To learn more about what webinars and in-person seminars are being held, go to score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj and click on local workshops in the top navigation. Once there, you can click on any of the webinars or in-person seminars listed to learn more about it and how to register. That's all the time we have for today. I would like to again to thank my guest, Tom Forgione, for being here today. Tune in next week for more SCORE Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then.
For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000 plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at wbnj.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast Chapter of SCORE and 91.9 WBNJ.